Welcome back to Spring 2021. This is the ILTA Peer-to-Peer Events Podcast. My name is Bethann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press, and I am thrilled today to be joined by two of my very favorite colleagues, Dawn Hudgen, VP of Service Delivery, and Tracy McCray, our Digital Strategist. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me, and welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's definitely felt like a long quarter, a long year, and it's been a challenging time for ILTA, but we are definitely excited to see what's up on our event horizon. So let's just hop right in and let's talk about what's coming down the pipeline. Dawn, your column talks a lot about our new events coming back together and being hybrid. What are you most looking forward to?
I am looking forward to getting out of my house and out of my yard. That is the most thing I'm looking forward to, and seeing people like face to face and not on camera anymore. I'm okay with still seeing people on camera, but there's nothing that replaces that in-person energy when it comes to building relationships and networking and just having a good time. And I think we're all due for that. But of course, we are planning on doing it in the most safest way possible.
Of course. Tracy, what are you looking forward to as we start our slow and steady and safe march into the fall events?
Oh, I think I'm probably most looking forward to the opportunity to try a few new experiments from things that we've learned from our last autumn events. Some things that we learned with formats or sponsor integrations.
Well, that's a perfect segue, and thank you for that, into really what have we learned from our small events. We just had a Women Who Lead event, we've had a DEI event, and we just finished out Small Firm Summit.
I think that we've learned that it is possible to provide excellent education, which is something that ILTA's always done, along with some of the in-person networking alternatives to make sure that we're still fostering those connections between all of the attendees and not just putting out content for them to sit and watch without interacting with.
To add to that is one of the things we've learned is how much more open the speaker body is when you're talking about doing things digitally. You can get some great speakers that traditionally would not have the time to join us in person, to travel or whatever that happened to look like. We've been able to get some really great speakers, especially like at our Women Who Lead roadshow. We're looking for that same opportunity as we go into ILTACON with some of our keynotes. That's kind of massive. And additionally, to say that this also allows people to be able to join who typically don't have the time or maybe the budgets to join us in person as well.
There's a lot that virtual has been able to offer our ILTA audience, from the global attendance for the education side. Tracy, what is your biggest takeaway from our small events?
I think the biggest takeaway is that people still want to meet, whether it's online or whether it's in person. People still want to meet. People still want to grow professionally. And people still want to make connections with their colleagues to help solve industry problems. That has not changed.
I think it's interesting that you say solving industry problems, because I think one of the major things we've talked about internally as we looked at our events that are coming up is how do we continue that forward momentum? Dawn, when we look toward our hybrid events, because ILTACON this year will be both in-person and a hybrid component, what is new and different that people should be kind of on that lookout for?
We are going to be testing out the waters on some new networking opportunities, and that will be between whether you have a digital ticket or you have an in-person ticket. We're gonna try to bring those two groups together with some special network meetups where we'll set up, you know, iPads, you dial in, you're there. And we rotate people through every so many minutes and have a series of questions. So you get to know faces and names and what people do and expand your network. We will have different opportunities to learn what our business partners do. And we're going to do that in a fun way. And, you know, people keep saying we're just quackers for the idea, but I'm just going to leave that there with you as a teaser clue, and it should be a lot of fun, but I think very educational. Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun and different. From the logistics standpoint, you'll see a lot of things that are different. all registration has to happen before being on site this year. That's a big change for us. So when you come in, you'll come to the registration desk just to pick up your items, your badge, your bag full of goodies, that kind of thing. But all the registration pieces already have to be complete. You will have to go through a health check. That's going to be massive. Of course, you're probably used to it by now, but we will have to route you through a room to do regular health checks. And I will say, as we're developing those policies, they are also changing because depending upon where we are on the needle, we have the what to do and how to do it differently based on where we are. Hopefully by that time, by August, it'll be really safe and much better with the vaccinations that people are getting. But we don't know. We don't know where things are going to go. You know, 2020 surprised us. We're prepared for surprises now. In other words, be ready for anything. And that's going to be our goal, is to be ready for anything. You will have to wear masks. We're creating areas where you can network safely, where you can sit and learn safely, where you can meet our business partners in new ways that you haven't ever done before. It's going to be different, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Tracy's come up with a couple of cool ideas as far as how to socialize in the evenings. And so we're going to be doing that too.
Well, I'm always up for a party. So Tracy, can you walk me through a little bit about what our on-site and our digital swag, fun, awesome things will be taking place?
Well, we don't want to give away too much. We have to leave some sense of anticipation, but just know that during the registration process, we will be asking more questions than we usually do so that we can target opportunities and networking more closely to what the attendees need. We're definitely thinking how to incorporate more fun as well as relaxation, because I think that in this time of the COVID, trying to social distance and then coming out of all of the social distancing and then meeting in person again might cause some stress for our attendees, and we're aware of that. So we're definitely focusing as well on not just fun, but attendee well-being. We don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
We've mentioned registration a few times. When does registration for ILTACON 2021 open?
Registration is going to open on April 1st. No fooling. April Fool's Day will open member registration for ILTACON.
Dawn and Tracy, looking a little bit ahead, I would be remiss not to ask about our business partners for ILTACON 2021. What could be new and exciting for them on site?
We have a few things that are new and exciting. Over in our demo room space area, we have Ask the Expert stations, where you can drop by and ask your favorite business partners questions and get answers. We additionally have something we've never had before. So this is a test, right? It's a trial where we will have solution exits coming out of a couple of our different education rooms. So because of COVID and having to attempt to move in one direction as often as possible, you'll enter your education room in one door, and then you will have the option for three doors, kind of like Bob Barker, what's behind door number one? And you'll have multiple business partners where you can, well, you know, as you exit, go in and chat with them for a few minutes before you go on to your next activity. Typically, we only have Wednesday night available for business partners to host events, but this year we will have Tuesday and Wednesday nights for that. So that's a little bit different. You will notice more space in the exhibit hall. Mandalay Bay property is interesting in that the exhibit hall is probably one of the largest exhibit halls we've had. And there's no better time to have that much space than, you know, during a COVID year when you're trying to keep everyone safe. So there'll be a lot more spaces between the booths. And in those spaces, we have areas of relaxation that'll be sponsored by the business partners. And we will even have a little recreation area that we're looking into as well that should prove to be a lot of fun. So those are some of the things you can expect with the business partners, a little bit different.
Tracy, anything that you're looking forward to with our business partners?
You know, I think I just wanted to add about the solution exits. When I attend conferences, I think one of the things that happens to me that might happen to others is that when you leave an education room, you have an idea of a different way to use a product that you may already own, or an idea of something that might make your work life a little bit easier. And you have every intention of going and seeking out that vendor or partner who has that solution, and then you get sidetracked and you forget. And so I think that these solution exits are really going to help the attendees make some immediate connections with business partners based upon some of the up-to-the-minute education that they will have just received.
That's awesome. It looks like we have an incredible amount coming down the pipeline. And I'm sure there'll be more as we approach the April registration date, and then as we head into our fall in-person and hybrid events. Ladies, thank you both so much for joining me. I'm excited to see where we head next.